So I was talking with this other baiter, and we were talking about this concept of like an island and everything. And that's where I kind of was brainstorming, just imagining like, imagine like a place that's called Pothead Island or some shit. I've already had an edible just now, and I just love imagining it now. Like imagine like you have to go by boat because it's like such a remote island. Just go out to this like island. It's like an archipelago shaped like a marijuana leaf, and like totally, it's just so fucking stupid. Shaped like a marijuana leaf with a dick. And that's what the island looks like from the top down view. And you pull into the port and everything, and the captain's completely sober. All the passengers are fucking blazed out of their minds. They fucking hot box the whole fucking boat. So you get there with a nice contact buzz, and then you go down the pier. You go down the pier and you see all the other stoner vaders that are just leaving. They have work, so they're gonna leave the island. It's the end of their trip. You're already seeing how happy they all look, how just blissed out, and just making the stupid ass jokes. Some of them fucking just flinging their dicks around. And so you go to the hotel. You take the place, the beach house, or wherever you're staying. And the best part about just Pothead Island is like it's legal to smoke weed there. It's legal to have edibles. It's legal to do as much weed as you want to do. Some guys just stay sober and watch all the guys just go crazy, just using as much weed as they can, getting it while they can. It's real cheap there. And it's all because, on Pothead Island, there's like a special brand of weed, a special strain that's exclusive to that island. They have other strains, but then that's the Pothead Island special is just their special strain. You never get too sleepy. You can't take too much of it. You won't get too high. Never make you paranoid. It just makes you nice and blissed out. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how you react to weed. Just imagining that, the second you get it in your system, just completely blissed out, completely relaxed. And so, it grows everywhere. Everywhere smells like it. Everywhere smells like weed. You get used to it. You just walk around Pothead Island just smelling like weed. They got bongs that shape like dicks. They got saunas where, they have essential oils of just THC and marijuana, and just like, you can go in the sauna and get blazed out of your mind. You can just go somewhere else and just like have the effects of all the fucking essential oil just like trailing along you. And just imagining like you bump into someone and you get like a contact high or some shit. And then you like bump into them, then suddenly you're high too, even though like you haven't had anything. And they got comedy clubs and shit. You put a fucking naked fucking man just standing there, just telling some stupid ass jokes, stoner humor and shit, getting the audience laughing, telling some fucking sexual jokes, getting you laughing, just fucking just shouting penis into a mic and just hearing the crowd fucking laugh and roar from laughter. Just having bud like tenders everywhere, just like making sure everyone's nice and blazed all the time, nice and baked. Just getting guys so high that they just like cream themselves, either in their underwear or completely naked, just walking around. Pothead Island is 100% a nudity sort of destination. It's a gay nude resort. You can just walk around to see stoner boners just everywhere on every corner, just guys just sucking each other off, like just guys putting THC oil, THC lube, and just sucking it off and getting nice and blazed. Guys counteracting it with some CBD too. They just get so fucking baked on Pothead Island. It's just fucking wild. It's complete like total just hedonism, just giving in to just becoming a pothead. I could easily just stay at the hotel or at your beach house or in your bed, just completely baked, just eyes rolling back, nice and red, laughing at a fucking nothing. Some guys just go in and just sit there, sit in fucking beach and just get baked and just sit back, look at the ocean, look at all the stars and just get fucking lost. They talk some fucking stupid philosophy shit. They just say that everything's fucking so deep all the time. And then there's the porn addicts that go on Pothead Island. They just go into porn cinemas. The porn cinemas have like that 5D sort of thing where they'll just spray in some like weed smells. They'll spray in some all that fucking pheromone shit, so everyone gets fucking horny watching all the porn. They got a place for the potheads that like having munchies, that like gaining weight when they fucking get high. They got like a nice mess hall. It has all the fucking nice food, all the delicious food, calorie laden stuff, just stuff to indulge in. They got beer, they got whatever the fuck you want, just to like sit back and just become a pothead. You get to Pothead Island with a fucking whole ass plan and itinerary, and then in the middle of your trip you forget what you were fucking doing, you forget why you even came to Pothead Island, you forget that you're supposed to do something, that you're supposed to go on a tour, but you know there's no cancellation fee, so you just get stoned, you get blades as fuck, you could go tour the fucking pot processing plant, the fields, you could go on hikes and pick your own marijuana. You know, some of the real satyr baiters that go to Pothead Island, they'll just go and make like fucking just flower crowns out of weed and just have it in their hair all the time. Get it nice and just stylish, you know, have it trending on all the social media apps. So, you know, more people come to Pothead Island. So like, because it's like the trend and shit to have like a marijuana leaf crown. And so it, like, that shit sells like hotcakes. It all fucking advertised for Pothead Island, brings some more revenue for the fucking island. You know, then you got all the tourist traps, all the weed merchandise, you know, full on dick bongs, total like fucking stoner clothes, just fucking those long ass socks with the marijuana leaves on it. You know, you get like a fucking doobie or some joint or some shit with like the caption of like, all I went to Pothead Island and all I got was this some stupid shit. I got those I'm with stoner shirts, and you know they're all real cheap, you know, and you'll buy them and just fucking wear them around the island like some fucking pothead tourists, acting like you're not that this isn't your fucking first time, but you'll just end up with all this fucking ridiculous goofy clothing, and you'll just fucking just walk around just being a fucking tourist in Pothead Island. You know, all the restaurants on Pothead Island just serve fucking edibles. All the food has weed in it. All the food gets you high. All the water gets you high. And it just gets you so fucking high. It's so fucking baked against your fucking, like, own judgment and all that shit. And you know, that's why you go to Pothead Island. That's why you keep going back. Just imagine, like, every single thing on Pothead Island gets you fucking high. You know, it's the perfect temperature. Perfect amount of water, perfect amount of rain for weed just to grow like natively, just grow everywhere, fucking grow everywhere like fucking ivy. Fucking just, if you're fucking not even careful, like it's gonna fucking grow in your fucking hotel room and you have your phone and fucking weed plant. It just fucking just sprouts up everywhere. You can't fucking help it. You fucking partake in it. You fucking try to push it away and it grows like faster and shit. And on the island, they had to fucking burn all these fucking leaves because, you know, they have so much that they don't know what to do with it. So they had to, like, burn it. They had to, like, put it in fucking bonfires and then burn it every night. And it just gets all the fucking workers, all the fucking people just so fucking high as fuck. Just fucking stoned in their sleep. And they just wake up just stoned as fuck trying to operate shit. You know, there's fucking no heavy machinery on this island. It's just fucking pure fucking just weed. That's their fucking main export. That's their fucking main import. It's just stuff for weed. You know, just lighters, just all these ways to teach you how to make edibles. All these fucking, like, just fucking stupid stoner culture just existing there. And just, like, having all this fucking shit and just saying, like, hey, you know, it's okay to fucking masturbate. Weed makes me horny and shit. And, you know, you just get so fucking steeped in it. You get short-term memory. You just fucking just go day in, day out. You just keep going to sleep, waking up, just stoned as fuck. And next thing you know, it's over. The trip is over. You have to pack your bags, whatever's left of your clothes. Your clothes smell like shit now. You know, there's fucking cum everywhere. There's fucking just semen everywhere, and you don't even fucking know how I got there. Because that's how good it is to be in fucking Pothead Island. Fucking barely remember what happened on the trip. And you're just walking back. Fucking big old boner in your fucking board shorts. Don't even know where your fucking shirt is. And all the other guys are the same. Some guys don't even have clothes. You know, you're just like those guys that you saw when you were walking in. Now you're walking out just stoned as fuck. And you know what they fucking do? They fucking hotbox you again and get you fucking nice and loose. They get you nice and loose just for one quick orgy, one quick bait sesh in the fucking boat. And then next thing you know, you're back in your fucking reality. You're back to the normal world. And you fucking can't wait to go back to Pothead Island. You know, you got fucking leaves just all over the fucking place. You fucking just imagine just going back, fucking living there, fucking just going there, and just buying a house on Pahit Island, just being stuck there for the rest of your life.